we have to do our mandatory picks that you don't even care about. So
yeah, and I do real quick, Rob. Before we get to our picks, I want to invite people. Me and Bo talked about this last week. A lot of people, obviously, second guessing our picks. We have shown ourselves to not be very good at making our locks of the week pick, you know, the mandatory and everything else. So if you want to be a part of this, to be read on air on Man Up Monday, get your picks into the 929 Morning Shift account on the Twitter. I'll retweet it. Bo's going to retweet it. You got to do your two locks of the week, and then you can pick any two other games. That's four games you'll be picking, and if you can hit it running, we'll talk about you on Monday.
Yeah, we don't want to be the only idiots with egg on our face. Right. We want to see you with egg on your face, too.
Right.
Come join us.
Join the party.
Come
it's
join us
easy.
Look stupid.
Quit your 12 and 15, Mike. You're 14 and 13.
I'm hanging on
one game
thread.
Over 500.
I don't think his is accurate. I think there was a typo.
Is that what it is?
And I'm 6-8, so under the old NFL 16-game schedule,
there's
if I can win
chance.
Two more games, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I can scratch and claw my way to a wild card, right?
There you go. I like the way you're thinking.
All right, let's start off with the NFL. The mandatory picks, as mandated by one Dylon. This is a good one, though. This is going to be entertaining, of course. Rematch of the Super Bowl. Chiefs going out to San Francisco. Take on the 49ers. San Francisco, two-point favorite home, which basically means kind of a push, right?
Yeah. Andy Reid, 21-4 in his career, coming off a bye week.
Ooh.
I like the Niners in this game. But I am going to go with history. Give me the Chiefs plus two.
Mm.
Chiefs plus two.
Yeah, I'm going to zig when you zag, man. The Chiefs are undefeated, and the Niners are favored, even with all the injuries the Niners have. These are two – I want people to enjoy this game when they watch it. These are two of the most innovative offensive minds in the history of the NFL that you'll be watching this game. Watch how these offenses operate, but I'm going to go with San Francisco minus the 2 points.
Are you shocked that the over-under is only 46.5?
I don't know, because San Francisco's defense trending upward, gave up only 52 yards Seattle last week. I've got San Francisco winning this game outright.
I just think when you look at Rashee Rice not a part of this game, Travis Kelce's had his ups and downs, and on the other side, Christian McCaffrey, you know, everything. Like, I just think that kind of just lends itself to you still like both these coaches and quarterbacks,
right.
But what's around them is a little bit lesser than you kind of originally imagined it would be in this matchup.
And the Chiefs haven't exactly been overwhelming at 5-0. You know how they kind of tend to sputter through the month of October, then kind of wake up. San Francisco gets the win on Sunday. All right, gentlemen, let's go to Austin, Texas, shall we?
Woo!
Who's your pick for the F1 race on – I'm sorry, not the F1 race. There's that college football game on Saturday night as well. Georgia at Texas.
Oh, man. This one has
been – Texas minus five, five-point favorite.
This one's been very, very tough for me throughout the week. I've gone back and forth. Here's what I'll say, and I used to, and before Georgia fans get mad at me, this is what I used to feel about Nick Saban as well. Nick Saban and Kirby Smart are so good at making sure their guys on defense play to rules. They have rules for everything. This man, second man out, flat defender, release, blah, blah. Guys like Steve Sarkisian know that, and more times than not, they are able to take advantage of those rules because they know those rules, right? And so I think that Georgia is still a very good team. I'm not ruling them out of anything in the long run. But I think that this atmosphere might be a little too much for Georgia. I actually like Texas minus the points.
That's not an overwhelming home field advantage for Texas. That's kind of a wine and cheese crowd. They're too laid back.
But I think because of this game, because of the hype around it and its possibility to be the game of the year, I think that the first big SEC home game, like I think that crowd is going to be on another level.
I'm not ready. I'll order last.
No, what?
Georgia, hyper-penalized team, almost like Alabama for the most part. They're not getting any takeaways.
Yeah.
They have not played a complete game yet. I got Texas covering, winning this thing 38-31, unfortunately.
All right.
And I'm a Georgia fan.
So. I have a feeling like this is going to be a however or a not so fast.
No, I have no feel for this game because
I think
Texas is going to win this game. I think Texas is the better football team. Georgia is a team that is kind of switching identities, and what I mean by that is they used to be what we always thought was a run-first team. They're a throw-first team this year. A lot of that has to do with some of the injuries. They're defensively, they are nowhere near the dominant team they've been. I think Texas is going to win this game. I just don't know which Georgia shows up, the first half against Alabama, the second half against Alabama. I would tend to lean towards y'all. I'm just terrified this game is going to be really close. I think Georgia loses this game, but I think they might cover the 5.
Interesting.
But I'm picking Texas.
Could be like an Ohio State, Oregon type point thing.
So you're picking Texas just like we are, but you just wanted to throw that caveat in there just for Man Up Monday. So
you know
we play
what?
The sound back that you don't sound bad. Okay.
Forget it. You talked me into it. I'm going to take Georgia to cover and lose.
Oh, you really don't have a feel for this game then.
I don't.
Man, just zigged when everybody else zagged. Okay.
All right, I'm going to go another sexy, sexy matchup on Sunday. Lions going to Minnesota.
Ooh, I like what you're
1.5-point favorite. Yep. Lions without Aiden Hutchinson. I know that's not it's kind of catastrophic in a way you could say. Certainly,
dude,
it's kind of hard to deal with that.
Number one graded. We're talking about Arnold. Number one graded edge guy in the NFL is Aiden Hutchinson.
I think the Vikings are about to really race to one of the top teams. Clearly, I got the Vikings winning this game like 28-17.
Wow.
Man,
wow.
Vikings are for real.
Wow. All right, I'll go with my NFL kind of wild card game of the week. Eye opener. Can you imagine a scenario where the Jags are favored by 6? The Jags are favored by 6.
Over who? Wheeler High School?
That's my point. It's against the New England Patriots. The Jags are favored by 6. You go, man, how could a team with 1 win be favored by 6 points? Vegas knows how bad New England is.
Well,
they know how bad New England is.
Also, I think Jacksonville's been in London now for like 2 weeks.
Right, right.
So
that's probably the only thing saving old buddy's job.
How long before they
point?
Just end up moving over there? That's the ultimate goal.
They just built that new facility down there, that new practice facility,
$1 billion. Too.
They're not moving. They just
their stadium's getting renovated too.
Yeah.
For like the ninth time.
So you're,
I'm going with the Jags -6. -6.
What do you think about Houston? What's the first thing you think about Houston? The team?
Explosive offense.
Okay. All right. That's it. What's the first thing you think about Green Bay?
Highly paid quarterback that was injured earlier this year.
But y'all, they can score points, right?
Sure, sure.
The over/under is 47.5 at Green Bay.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll take the over in that game.
Yeah,
I was gonna say that number
freaking
tells you.
Yeah, day take the over, Houston at Green Bay 47.5, and you'll be able to take the wifey out to a steak dinner. Tell her it's on squid because you won money from me.
All right, what you got for your other college game?
Bo, you go first with college. I've been going first the whole time. It's time for you to step up.
I don't understand why no one is talking about Georgia Tech, Notre Dame.
That was my game I'm going to do. That's all right. Well, I can do it too.
Yeah,
hold on.
I think you should.
Hold on. I don't understand. It makes no sense to me. It is a prime time 3:30 game. Notre Dame is almost a 10-point favorite. We don't know what Haynes King is going to do. Some say he won't play. Chick-fil-A Garrett says he won't. And he would know. He's an insider over there.
He's a freshman at Tech. Looks like that way.
For all these reasons, I'm not touching that game at all.
I was going to say, please don't pick that game.
Army is 6-0. They're a 16-point favorite. They have scored 42 points in 35 or more in 5 of their first 6 games. The over, 51.5 against East Carolina. Give me Army and the over of 51.5. The Dallas score keeps it going. What Dennis Dodd tell us? The most efficient passing team in the country.
Wow.
That's going to be Georgia's first playoff game. They're going to have to go to Army.
Wow.
Army, the over, 51.5. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
I'm touching Georgia Tech, Notre Dame. I just think without Haynes King, even if he's hobbled, and I know how you beat Notre Dame, how did Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame running the ball. I know Tech's going to try to do that. I think Notre Dame's just too much for Georgia Tech right now. I love what Brent Key's doing. I love the culture he's building, the infrastructure. 11-0, I actually think Notre Dame covers wins like 32-16.
Yeah. All right, I'll go to my game. There is if you just look at records, there's a game in the SEC this weekend that I think could be monumental. There's a 5-1 team, ranked number 14 in the country, facing off with a 1-5 team who has been an underdog in just about every matchup they've played this year. All right. And Vegas loves games like this. And you would look, you'd go, man, that spread, 5-1 versus 1-5, that's got to be like a 35-point spread or something like that. It's not. It's 17. It's 17 right now. And I'm talking about Mississippi State against Texas A&M. Vegas knows that Mississippi State plays hard. Texas A&M, they have a good record, but they've been in a couple of bare-knuckle brawls along the way. I don't think Mississippi State even comes close to winning this game. But I think Mississippi State covers the 17.5 that they are getting in this game. Give me Mississippi State to lose by 10 against Texas A&M in a big home game this weekend. That's a 4:15 start. I like Mississippi State plus 17.5.
Maybe if Mike Elko shoves the quarterback of Mississippi State early in the game, it'll take him off there.
Oh, God.
Dear Lord. Dear Lord.
People are still dwelling on that.
I know. It's funny. I heard a whole conversation about it yesterday, and I was like, I mean, there's not more storylines than this?
What did Mark Ingram say? A real alpha would have gotten back on Kirby. Yeah. Yeah, but the entire alphabet of red jerseys would have converged upon you if you.
Well, let me tell you something. It's easy for Mark Ingram to sit at a desk and say that.
Just stop.
Mike's about to kill me in the break. Mark's
that's
his just, boy.
That's a funny comment from somebody that sits at a desk and says things like that all the time.
That's all I know. It's easy.
This next guy coming up, shove him, see what happens to you.
I've shoved him before. I hit him outside the head, but I shoved him.
Yeah, messed around with Arch and find out.